Well, nice to see you. Nice, particularly those of you that came here. I think that's great. Nice place to spend a weekend in Ibiza. And maybe by the time we get through, there'll be some sunshine for you at the end of the day, which would be nice. It's always an irony for me. You know, I do things for people in Ibiza. Never mind. I'm glad you're all here. Radical transformation. One of the things that I'm entering into my career is going back to working with people personally in their auras, something I haven't done for a very long time. And what I've begun to see about the work that I've been doing in radical transformation, trying to get people to understand that there is a radical approach to this knowledge, that for those that are really interested in supposedly what the spiritual path is all about, if you really want to align yourself to what's correct, it is quite a thing to step into. And I think when you only get that abstractly, I think when you only get that virtually, or you learn about it, it's not really quite the same thing. Just having come from Toronto, where we had our annual event, it's always remarkable to me what happens when you bring people together in an aura. We happen to be in a wa in this particular configuration. It means that all of us in very specific ways are taking advantage of everybody else's potential, which is one of the most interesting things about complex auras. And it means that the kinds of things that I will talk about over these 2 days and the kinds of things that I will work with you, that the impact in one of you is an impact that will be in everyone. And basically these kinds of gatherings are really about trying to shatter something. You know, everybody's got things that have to be shattered. It doesn't matter whether you've been in this a long time or you just arrived. Everybody has stuff that's waiting to be shattered. And the more intelligent you are, which is always a problem in human design, the easier it is to rationalize and protect and defend those very barriers that need to be shattered. So, you know, this kind of experience is about... I see, I'm sick and tired of people on the spiritual path who don't take their lives seriously. And I don't mean seriously without humor. I mean that they don't take the process seriously. They're waiting for some kind of miracle to happen. Most people that I know, that I've met over all the years, they're always waiting for a miracle. You know, this is the thing that they're counting on. And it's the cosmic lottery ticket. You know, they're all saying, okay, I'm a good person. I'm waiting for the cosmic lottery ticket. You know, let them show up. You know, I deserve this. I'm a profound atheist. I am not somebody that assumes for a moment that there are going to be a divine intervention that's going to take place if you want to make a correction in your life. It's about you, and it's only about you. It isn't about anybody else. And this is also one of the dilemmas. So many people that I've met in this process try to become something because they want to make an impression on somebody else. That they want to show somebody else, that they want to prove something, you know, that it becomes some kind of a ego maneuver, all of this stuff. This is not for anybody else. It's only for you. As a matter of fact, if you really get to the place in this process where you really can fulfill your potential, it will never matter about anybody else, because it's not what it's about. It's only about you. It's only you that can make this happen. It's only you that can take that journey. And the joke, because I do love jokes, is that there is no choice. When you put those two things together, you get a bizarre irony. The reality is that you're either on a path that is going to take you to that place or not. You see, you cannot force yourself to do any of the things that I'm going to describe this weekend. You cannot make that happen. It will not happen any more than you can make enlightenment happen. You know, it doesn't happen that way. It has to happen. You know, it's one of the most beautiful things about awareness. Awareness is not about trying to figure out what's going on. It's about watching what's going on. It's about seeing what's going on. And it's about, in that recognition, recognizing that you're moving in a direction that's correct for you. Everything about human design starts with a basic thing. Anything that I will discuss with you this weekend has no value if you're not living your strategy and authority. It doesn't. You know, it just becomes intellectual crap. You know, other stuff that you can just turn around and it doesn't really make any difference in your life. Because everything about mechanism begins with the core of this. And the core of this is that you have to operate correctly in terms of your design.